Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone. This is your podcast preview for weekend's racing at Rosehill on Saturday. Paul Joyce is going to help us with his early thoughts. Hello to you, Joycey.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. And it's a good track at Rosehill on Saturday. At least it should be. The forecast is quite fine. And it's a good day's racing. Tricky Quaddy. Kick off with the first leg, a 1,500 metre benchmark 88. I'm going wide here, 7, 12, 3, 9 and 2. I don't think there's a lot of speed in the race, so most of these tips are the on-pace runners, starting with number 7, Dissolution. Racing well for Brad Widdop, a brave last start second at Kembla when on speed. I think he'll get all the favours from a soft gate and a good odds. He's my top pick, but there are a lot of chances in the race. Number 12, The Danger Watchdog. Blinkers go on first time, 52 kilos. Very consistent horse, so this is his toughest race to date, but another one that'll be right on speed. I thought number 3, Suchet, he's the query runner, first up for the Snowdens, formerly with Godolphin. Haven't seen him trial, but he was a late scratching at the gates the other day, and he looked fantastic in the yard, so I'm throwing him in. You've got number 9, which goes into the mix here, Arraignment. He's the other on-pace runner. He's been consistent without winning this prep, but I think he's getting close. And number 2, Sun Craze, I found very hard to line up. He's been last start down in Melbourne on a heavy track. We'll forgive that run. On good tracks, 12 starts for 4 wins and 6 placings. This is his first go, really, at the 1,500. So it's a tricky race, but we've gone 7, 12, 3, 9 and 2. The second leg, which is race 7, a benchmark 94 over 1,100. Very open. Again, I'm going wide here. 6, 9, 3, 1 and 7. On top, the 6, Dissolute. This horse had its first start for the McFarlane Stable at Randwick last time out. That was an open 1,100, and he probably should have won. He Marsupial won the race, tactical advantage second. Dissolute held up for a bit of the straight, rattled home through in between runners. Real eye-catcher. I'm going to put him on top at a bit of odds to beat number 9 here, Jorda. Now, she's been campaigning in Melbourne in stronger races, not having any luck. 9 of her 11 career starts have been at stakes level. Number 3, Surplus. She just loves the 1,100 here at Rosehill. He's got to go into a quaddy, as does Batty Oz, another one back from Melbourne. Loves the 1,100 around here. And number 7, Isaurian off Barrier 1. He's the early favourite and obviously hard to beat, although he probably had his chance in the Marsupial race last time out. 6, 9, 3, 1 and 7 in the second leg. Third leg of the quaddy, Andrew. We're going to narrow it down here. This is the Fillies and Mares benchmark 78, 1,200. And number 5, Seasons, is back at the races here. Only numbers 5 and 4 in the quaddy. Seasons is a really exciting prospect. She's trialled the house down this time in. Certainty beaten first up last prep, then went on and won 2 straight. So keen to see her back. I think she'll win. She's a short price favourite, but she deserves to be. And the only other runner we're having in the quaddy is number 4, Deft, for James Cummings and Brenton Abdullah. An impressive last start winner at the night meeting at Canterbury. And they're all up now, apart from her first start, Deft, at her next 6 starts, she's recorded 3 wins and 3 placings. So she's very, very consistent mare. So she's in the quaddy numbers 5 and 4, which leads us to the last leg. And in this final leg, a benchmark 78 over 1,300, we're going 13, 1, 11 and 6. 13 on top, Monsieur Sissou. Now, he is first emergency, so we need a scratching. But if we get it, I'm backing him. He's a good price. Huge run first up. Drew wide, did all the work in the run. Then the inside horse kicked up, and he still held on to run fourth. He was 18 into $6.50, thank you very much. So there was a go on him. And I think the punters may be rewarded second up rather than first up. Number 1, News Fan. This was a huge first up win. She blew the clock away sectionally wise. A lovely gate second up, 2 kilos off Sam Wedley. She'll be hard in the market. Number 11, Southern Lad. What an eye catcher. This was at Randwick last start. Dead last on the turn, a mile off them. Got beaten ahead and a neck, was rocketing through the line. So watch for him late. And number 6 has to go into the quaddy, Map Maker. He just loves Rosehill and he makes his own luck right up on speed. So 13, 1, 11 and 6 in the final leg. And Andrew, as usual, we're right on budget this week, $20 for 10% of the dividend. If there's any important scratchings or downgrade in track, I'll be back on between 10 and 10.30 Saturday morning, and we'll update punters with a new quaddie there. But at this stage, that's the quaddie I'm taking, and I'm looking forward to racing at Rosehill on Saturday.